I'm Jeff Albin, the Big Game Hunter, and this is No BS Job Search Advice. Today is 9/11/2016, and I lived in New York 15 years ago. It was a tough day, not as tough for me as it was for several thousand people around the country. I remember being in a staff meeting when an office manager walked in and talked about, he whispered in the owner's ear that something, I had no idea what it was, but 20 minutes later he walked in stunned and said, planes have flown into each of the two buildings of the World Trade Center. And I knew immediately what had happened, even though, well, I'm not sure the news initially did. But I began to leave my office pretty quickly, maybe 10 minutes later, after seeing a few videos on MSNBC, or a few pictures on MSNBC at that time, of the buildings on fire. Buildings I've been to many times. Buildings where I knew a lot of people had worked. I had two consultants and clients in the building. In the buildings. And I left and started to walk to a subway from 5th Avenue and 45th Street or 46th Street where our office was. And as I started to walk to the bank, I remember seeing one of the towers come down and stopping in my tracks and just heading in disbelief to the bank to try and get some money to get the hell out of New York. Subways were closed. I tried getting to Penn Station because I lived on Long Island. The Long Island Railroad was closed. I walked to the 59th Street Bridge, and along the way, you know, it felt like a migration, a pilgrimage, like my parents had gone through during World War II, crossing the 59th Street Bridge with thousands of people crossing that bridge and seeing where those two buildings had been. Oh man, getting to the other side, no transportation, nothing was running, phones weren't working, cell phones weren't operative. I hitchhiked a ride with a Middle Eastern journalist who took me to Rego Park, where I found the payphone and was able to reach my wife, who came to pick me up. I remember the day vividly. Very vividly. So, this is a show that brings back a lot of memories. And I just think it's appropriate to put aside job hunting for one day to remember. I'll be back tomorrow with No BS Job Search Advice. Take care.